gathering strength. The Forvalaka was with Goblin. Both groups moved inside an envelope of crows. Soulcatcher probably had a better idea of the big picture than I did.
"Don't you ever learn!"
Croaker snarled. I barely had strength enough to sit up and reach for something to drink. I'd spent a lot more time out than I realized while it was happening. Sorry always did make me lose track of time. "Shit," I murmured. That took it out of me. I could eat a cow.
"You weren't supposed to be dealing with family things. You keep it up, it's going to be crow, not cow."
You couldn't find an edible cow in this end of the world anyway. I grunted. I had a pitcher of something sweet in one hand and a warm loaf of bread in the other. At that moment, it didn't occur to me to ask why he would accuse me of getting involved in family things.
"It's dark already. Our people are all climbing into their holes and pulling them in after them. I need you rested and ready because I want you over there watching the Shadow Gate, and not sightseeing either. We need to get a signal up the instant Long Shadow cracks the gate."
I lifted a hand. As soon as I cleared my mouth, I asked, "Why don't I watch Long Shadow? Smoke don't want to get close out there. I might not see the shadows moving till it's too late. Long Shadow I can see while he's making his summons." I dumped some sugar water in behind the last bite of bread. Smoke groaned.
"Shit!"
Suddenly, the old man looked like he wanted to cry. "Where's One Eye?" I asked. "Better get him in here." Smoke hadn't made a sound in years.
"You find him. I'm the physician here."
He headed for Smoke's cot.
"Good idea."
I got myself up and stumbled toward the doorway on still feeble legs. Chapter 62. It was a great night for all hell to break loose. I hadn't really noticed the gathering darkness while walking the ghost, so lost in thought had I been. But clouds were moving in to deepen the darkness.
"One Eye!"
I bellowed.
"Get your dead ass over here now!"
I considered the clouds. My suggestion looked real good now. Where the hell was that little shit? I climbed on up out of Croaker's dugout.
"One Eye!"
I headed for his hole. Surely he didn't intend to spend the night there. He hadn't done nearly enough work on it to make it a good place to wait out a night when shadows were slithering about, wizard or not. I was almost there when the little wizard came scuttling from the direction of my shelter.
"What do you want, kid?"
"Where the hell you been? Never mind. We got trouble with the ghost."
"Huh?"
"He's making noise," I whispered. Then I glanced around. I'd forgotten to guard my tongue. It was my lucky night. There were no crows anywhere around. One Eye glanced over his shoulder.
"Making noise?"
He didn't believe me.
"Did I stutter?"
"Get your ass in there. Croaker's already checking him for physical problems." I continued to look for listeners. Mice and bats and shadows have little ears, too. A boreal light rippled between Overlook and the jagged ruins of Hialune, reflecting brilliantly off the metal in the fortress wall. It was just a sputter, though, as Lady got tuned up. A moment later, the only light visible anywhere came from the surviving chambers of crystal atop Overlook's towers. Long Shadow's favorite was particularly bright.
"You gonna stand around and gawk, or are you gonna get on with business?"
That was One Eye. Turn everything around so any delays would be my fault.